Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually. Guys, before we get the podcast started, just want to announce that we're dropping some new merch in collaboration with Vigilantics Apparel. General Apparel meets Vigilantics Apparel. And do I have an involvement with Vigilantics? Yes. Is it a snake eating its tail? Yes. But these Dead All Mafia hoodies are coming out. Something might pop up now, some sort of video. But they've got a big design in the back. Nice design in the front. You can look. You ever think how you can look as swag as Colin Geddes? Buy the goddamn hoodie. You know what I mean? We will be providing a link in the description below as to where to get this and pre-order it. This is supposed to be a secret, but I'm doing it on a podcast. You know, you can click that link. You can order it now, and then it'll be released, you know, about 2 days after this for general purchase. But yeah, that's it, my guys. You want to get this thick quality hoodie? Nice Dead All Mafia hoodie. Vigilantics.com. And there is a code, GENERAL10. And that gets you 10% off. So get on there. There's tons of other designs. Some witty, sort of comedian-driven streetwear. Imagine that. That's the time we live in. There's wars going on, but there's comedians putting out streetwear. Where else would you get it?
Will you fuck up, dude?
Vigilantics.com. Use the code GENERAL10. Now enjoy the fucking podcast. I thought Fast and Furious Back to Back was like one of the films.
Let's bring it on.
The dance one.
Yeah.
Bring it all back to back. That's rolling, is it? Keep all that good stuff in. Guys, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. My guest today, well-known Australian comedian, Mickey Bartlett. Are you looking for that recording?
Mickey's one. Is it up?
Oh, shit, the bed. How's that for you?
Is that all gone?
You can probably pick it up, kind of.
To sum it up. Lurgan sounds weird.
Yeah. I know there's a Lurgan guy in Manchester when I was over there recently. And one from Uri, I was like, one from Glen Gormley. I was like, this is the worst batch of cunts you could have thrown together in the whole fucking place.
The times that I've done gigs in Australia where I'm behind the curtain going, I wonder who's in tonight. And you hear, fucking hell, they cunt ye. And you're like, yeah. Not one cunt from the occupied sex.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about that term itself. You cunt ye. Where it's the type of guy, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Fucking I started a couple of business, you can't eat. Just that, whatever. Yeah. That.
Drives a golf. Got my golf lord, mate.
Aye, but it's an R, like.
Aye.
You can't eat.
Them tires low profile, you can't eat.
But people, Paddy will do it the odd time.
Aye.
He tried to scare me one time when I went up to do the podcast. He jumped out from behind the thing and that was what he chose to say when he was
can't
eat? Instead of going like, bye. He jumped out from behind a fucking like this one of them pallet things. He was like, "You can't eat!" I was like, "You're in a purple t-shirt," and I seen you scurry behind it when it was 50 meters.
Your belly was sticking out behind the bin, Paddy. You can't eat.
Yeah, I could see your tits and your trainers from behind it. You fucking idiot.
You can't eat.
That'd be a fucking great scary movie, like with a Ouija board. What are they saying? Why? E. Oh, what could it mean? C. One guy being like. It's my dad.
You can't eat.
I made you make a character, and his name's like Marty McCunchy. Marty, you country.
Marty, you country sounds like an African guy, but Marty McCunchy is definitely Marty, you country came all the way here from Malawi.
He's like, I came here
because I like the rain.
He's a priest from Ghana, but he works in West Belfast. My name is Marty McCunchy.
In the name of the Father.
The fa.
Name the dog, the ma.
No, Holy fuck. Spirit. What did you get up to in Australia?
Man, I did fuck all for a month. It was class.
There's none?
None. got a wee bit stoned.
None tourist there then?
Nah.
Touch a koala?
Went to fucking... Did go to... did one touristy thing. We went to... what was the name of it? Fremantle Prison. So it was like a fucking old prison, right? Like one of them nighttime tours. Scary as fuck. And... There's all these actors that are pretending they're prisoners there, staying in character, real immersive experience.
Oh yeah.
We go over here, I took her to the Ulster American Folk Park. Man, watch the 200-year-old famine survivor look at us tut and put her phone back in her pocket. Yeah. Like,
and her 19 stone.
I fully like, yeah, fat as fuck right now.
This famine's wild.
Wild, like. I had to eat the whole family. I've just stopped. Something about famine makes me awful hungry. I just haven't stopped. I can't stop eating. I had a full box of celebrations last week.
You can't, you?
Yeah.
That Ulster Folk Park's fucking make you sad.
As fuck, like.
You know.
It is.
I gather around, we're slapping butter. What? This is how we make butter, and you just have to watch that woman. Like,
we're degrading a goat.
Yeah.
What? Come on in, do you see? You can't ye.
Yeah, can't you? Well, I do remember standing. I was young as well, but I remember standing going like, this is bollocks. This is bullshit, isn't it? And this girl just had two ping pong bats with a lump of butter, and she was like. And we do this for about 4 or 5 days.
See, that would have been all right, but we just had a bunch of people sitting like that. Like,
yeah.
Welcome to fucking Tyrone.
Built on spuds. Well, I was actually in that place one time, and the guy was I maybe told you this before, that they were making they were gluing like horseshoes on or something, but they were like melting horsehair to make like some sort of glue thing, and everyone had to just stand in this wee tiny room. Well, there's already like a turf fire burning, choking everyone to death.
Right.
And then this cunt's burning like horsehair to make glue or something. And the fucking, like the stench of it would have...
Still just covered in blood from fucking... the horse had a bad leg, fuck it.
He's like, and then we, you know, we melt the horsehair and he put it on the thing. And I was like, fucking...
I had a weird thing. The first actor we bumped into was a real posh English guy. And he was like, you're very welcome to the folk park. Come and I'll tell you how the Irish lived. And the fucking... inner Fenian in me was like, you fucking, you don't tell me how to live. But he was lovely.
Yeah, can't you?
I was like, where did Cú Chulainn come from?
Is there anything worse than that fucking staying in character bullshit? Me and the in-laws went to, you know, a cabaret club?
Yeah.
And Begley sort of knew the guy who was you know, there's like a fucking circus leader type guy.
Aye.
And then he'd be like, up next, the sexy ladies. And then some fucking skip rat comes out with like two stickers on her nipples. And you're like, all right, this does look like a fucking,
some,
you know,
skip rat.
1920s just mess that you find in the street. This girl's trying to like, it's not that professional, you know what I mean?
Aye, she's swinging around the pool where her scoliosis hump.
Yeah.
No hands, but.
Exactly. Just gripping with her feet.
I was born with thumbs in my feet. That's why I'm so dexterous.
I have a forked tongue too.
The fuck?
Fucking skip rat. That's a good name for an Edinburgh show.
She's like trying to be sexy, but you can see like all the bones in her spine. You know?
Look at that there.
But anyway, they were doing a wee bit of that, and then some cunt would come on and juggle, and then he would come back with a top hat, and ladies and gentlemen. And then I got the sweats immediately because the guy starts going into the crowd with the microphone. And this is the thing, I sort of know him, because he's like Begley's mate, and he does like plays with him and stuff, and the guy comes into the crowd, and he goes, hello, sir, and I was like, I'm fucking trying to eat my dinner, like, oh, all right, mate. And he's got the microphone.
Still working away.
I can't complain, man. Just trying to eat this fucking steak, panicking. And he was
checking
like,
checking it in SSE. Just doing a plug.
Congas.com for merch. And the guy, then he said something like, did you enjoy the lady with the boobies or something? And I'm like, I did here with my fucking in-laws. I was thumbing a boner the whole time. Come on, get the fuck out of my face. And then, because Begley knew them, Begley was there actually. Yeah, it was everybody was fucking there. I do remember that now. And we come out the street, and obviously he knew a few of them. Some of them were playing music, some of them were dancing, some of them were... And we seen him just out the back in just the tracksuits and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it was you up there.
Fucking I remember seeing...
The sparkly tits.
A guy in Edinburgh one time dressed up as a Ninja Turtle in a real fucking, quite realistic Ninja Turtle costume. And then he just took the head off and had a fag. I was like, fucking... Kids crying at him.
It's like a photo of the...
Like, fuck him, I'm 15.
Yeah. The photo of the fucking, the Teletubbies. You know, they took it on set and they're all just sitting there, cups of tea and full big fucking...
Was Tinky Mickey a dirty bastard? The guy in the suit, not the actual... He wasn't like, uh-oh. But was there not something about him being a bit of a fucking... Like just a mad cokehead or something?
Was one of the Teletubbies actors a... perverted?
Just in the costume, I love it in here.
What the fuck is this story? Teletubby Scandals, a show turns 25, Tinky Winky death, lesbian sex scene and firing.
I didn't see that episode.
Neither did
That'd
I.
Be a good one. Nunu just hovering up cum.
What a shift. With that Henry the Hoover face. Oh!
Naughty Nunu.
Be hard to be doing any riding as a fucking as a Teletubby. Like,
be hard to what?
Do any riding as a Teletubby. McCall manages it.
Big Chernobyl head in
him. Big TV in his belly. Oh, fuck. hold on a second. Let me see if there's any. Since Teletubbies premiered 25 years ago, it has entertained more than 1 billion. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. With her vacuum cleaner, Nunu, eat Tubby Custard. Oh, bro.
Tubby Custard?
Tubby Custard.
Tommy Custard?
Tommy. It's my drag name. Tommy. I'm Tommy Custard.
Mommy Custard's a good fucking name for it, too.
Bum Custard, it works well.
Anything but Custard. Dick Custard. Dick Custard sounds like a guy from Downton Abbey. Hello, Dick Custard.
Oh no, look who's coming over the brow of the hill. Dick Custard.
We mustn't have him at dinner. He never wears a dinner jacket.
Dirty slag.
Hoovering, Dick Custard.
Hoovering up cum. All day. Dirty bastard.
Thank you, Winky was the most controversial of the Teletubbies. Continue reading, I will.
Tinky Winky shot. See
if the mirror are making me pay for this. I'm going to freak out. Why was it controversial? Purple-coloured Tinky Winky sadly caused the most controversy during the TV show. Some disgruntled viewers claimed that the character was gay. That was it.
Imagine that being on your IMDb and the gay Teletubby.
And the gay Teletubby. who's coming to that conclusion? Someone watching. What the fuck's up? What's he wearing purple for? he's got a handbag, look.
Oh, why?
That's gay, isn't it?
That is gay.
I had a bit of bit envy earlier. There was just a clip of this really like stoned fucking black dude with like dreads and a bucket hat. And he goes, I got a problem with those LGBTQs. And he goes, there's too many letters, man. He's like, L, lesbian, that's gay. G is gay, that's gay too as well. B, bi, so you kind of like straight and gay, so you gay. And he's like, T is like, you want to be a different sex but still go with the same sex. That's gay as well. And queer is, you don't know if you're gay or not, but you feel gay sometimes, that's gay. He's like, just say gay. And I was like, fucking bastard.
Oh, that's great.
Fucking bastard. Just on a plate forever.
What's it up to now? Is there?
Oh, there's fuck me. There's all sorts of. I'll Google that too.
What's it up to? That sounds like a fucking.
What are we up? That's right.
Like a telethon.
I was going to do a bad joke ages ago. I never really worked on it at all. Where I was like, they will add letters till we just call us again. You know, just people. Yeah. who's not in the fucking group? Like, he's going to be LGBTQ and straights. N for normal. For not fucking weird.
LGBTQIADHD.
LGBTQIA.
What's the I stand for?
I'll tell you right now, Michael. Intersex and asexual.
I've been intersex my entire life.
Intersex. I'd love a sexual.
No. Oh, just soft.
What is intersexual now? Man, that's Googlesville today.
It's where the two sexes meet.
Intersexual.
And one of you has to stop, let the other one cross.
Intersex is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of male or female.
So if
don't say fit the boxes.
You've got a wee dick, because I'm not happy with that.
Or if you have an absolute fucking reptile on you and you're like, I'm fucking intersexual.
Well, it is scaly.
It does have a wee tongue that comes out.
It's often cold. I have to leave it by a heat lamp at night.
Imagine in the height of your psoriasis days, you just pull the wee lamp over your cock before you go to sleep.
There was a time that might have had to happen.
Really?
There were, like, I was going to get the UV treatment and I was like, because you're supposed to put your, like, when they get UV treatment in hospital, you put a sock over your dick and balls so it doesn't fucking roast you. But there's ones you can get, because mine was on my hands. I was like, I wonder could I just put my willy in that? Like, just stand on it. A few more minutes, but just heating up the dinner. I need to stop fucking vaping. Jesus Christ.
Are you off of fags?
I haven't had a fag in fucking 5-6 months.
Really?
Mm. Tell a lie, I've had a couple drunk, but I haven't like...
I've had more wee cheeky ones in the last month than I've had in the last, since I quit.
Because I was out for my mate's birthday at the weekend and I bought a packet and I think I've maybe smoked two. But I'm like, the smell of cigarettes now fucking torns me.
It is minging, like.
And not even like, it used to be, when if I stopped for a while, I would smell somebody smoking and go, that's fucking rotten, my mouth would water. And past that, I'm just like, hard. You're killing yourself, try watermelon.
Yeah.
But they're starting to fuck me up. I can feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Yeah. I didn't realize you could get like steel vape smoke as well. Because I was vaping away in the car and then I quit. And then every time I got in the car for like the next fucking 2 weeks, I was like, it still smells vaguely of like, you know, like nightclub sick, you know, like,
yeah,
kind of sweet, but like kind of fucking rank as well.
It can't be good for you. Like I bumped into a doctor when I flew back from Australia. Cause I was very drunk the whole way for the full 24 hours this time too. I usually smash 4 whiskey and cokes, pass out and wake up in Ireland.
Yep.
But it got good to me. And, ended up shit-faced. I was standing waiting on a bus and this guy came over. He was smoking a cigarette and I was vaping and he was a doctor and he started telling me about how bad vapes were, but as he was smoking a fag and I was like, man, I don't really know what to believe here. Like, I think he basically said that like, the way he said people that are going under anesthesia, anesthesia?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to knock you out, isn't
it? I'm out of love.
Yeah. I'll give you a minute. That was phenomenal. That was fucking phenomenal.
I fucking don't know where I pulled that from.
Is that Russian princess? Couldn't find her. But I says people that vape, it takes them longer to wake up, which apparently is a bad sign.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
That's weird.
He's like smoking his cheap Dubai Marlboro Lights. I was like, man, give one of them, fuck it.
Take them longer to wake up?
Mm.
What's that now?
I have no idea.
Although I've found like when I was going hardcore in the vapes, I would get I would have like probably like too much nicotine or something, and I felt like I had to go to sleep.
Aye. Well, I say I don't, because I was smoking them Australian ones that are like,
yeah,
like fucking crack pipes. So that I don't feel anything when I smoke them, but it's like a dummy. I'm just fucking all day.
Just flat out.
There's nothing I love more than going for a shite and finding a vape in my pocket. I'm like, oh, God. Nobody knows.
I mean, like that's that when I started to hit the point where Maureen was like, you can't have Ellie see you do that. You know, the car stinks. And then she's like, and I know you've been vaping in the toilet. And I was like, well, why else do you think I started? If I can't vape and take a shit in my own house? Jesus Christ.
It's the best.
Now it smells like shit and strawberry kiwis. You know what I mean?
It's
now we're back to just shit.
Just poops.
Just straight up shit. Like, you happy now? You fucking bitch. This could have been Blue Raz. No, it's just
brown ass.
De Jorge. Brown ass. Oh, fuck. What flavor you got there?
Watermelon Nice Boy.
Oh, aye.
Although, I've got a wee weed vape as well, and I'm still coughing that up from last night.
Aye, they are rough, like.
Fucking hell.
They haven't really worked out the technology of those yet. They really are fucking
and it's
rough.
The same as like, the one you were talking about. You hit it 3 or 4 times, you was doing nothing, and then you melt.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the one Keezy gave me? I've tried it twice.
Is it a yellow one?
No, I had it. No. He gave me the cartridge thing. Allegedly.
Aye.
And then I had to buy the fucking, the bit that goes in the bottom, uh-huh. The device. And it lay there for ages because I'd either forget that I owned it or I was too scared to do it or I didn't have time or something. Because I didn't know what the fuck it was going to do to me. And I had one, I just went like this. Put it down. And I was like, immediately like... And I was like, oh, that's quite nice. That's a nice level.
Aye.
And then I fucked about in the computer for a minute. And I was like, I'm going in the house here. Took another one. And like, it was like two of the smallest, like, that was it. Aye. And I fucking walked out to lock the garage and slid the door over. And I went to put the key in. And straight away, I was like, because Eddie had one of those little cars that, you know, you get in the car and just Flintstone it with your feet. Yeah. But and it's yellow on top and red at the bottom. But in the dark, all I could see was the yellow bit that was the roof and 4 like legs. I thought it was a dog or something. So I just shut the door and went, huh! And then it took a second for my eyes to like adjust to the light. It was like, oh, it's not even a dog, fuck that. By the time I got in the house, locked the door in the house, and all I could hear was like this other fucking like witchy noise. Aye. And I was standing there, you know, like full karate pose. I was like ready for anything. And then I was like, it was the fridge.
Man, I was just...
And I was like, has that fridge been making that noise all the time?
Last night I was sitting, I didn't say anything to my girlfriend, but I heard my fridge go and I was like, there's somebody in the flat.
Yeah.
Like, would you hear that?
Yeah.
And I was like, but I've heard my fridge before. It's just never been that loud. I couldn't hear anything else, but one ear was like, there's danger.
Yeah. I thought it was haunted.
Man, I got edibles and they're like fucking cancer pain level edibles.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. Like
palliative edibles.
I swear to fuck, man. It's like Joe and Wolf of Wall Street with the tech quaaludes. If you go to sleep, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But if you stay past, like awake past that point, you lose your fucking mind, right? So we were in Edinburgh. I brought them, because I was trying not to drink for the fringe. I was like, I'm going to just try and take it easy. But because the last gig we were doing finished at midnight, I was like, I'll be wired to the moon. So I'll take an edible, fucking, it'll calm me down and then just put me straight to sleep. And a couple of nights where I just stayed up past the point of it, like just fucking roaring, laughing on my own. Like, and Willie came one night. We went back early together. We're staying in the same place, and I'd already taken one. So Willie landed back and was like, "Man, can I have one of them edibles?" And he said he got naked for the crack, for me to open the door. He'd just be standing there with his pants down. It took me that long to walk 4 feet. He was just like, "Fuck's sake!" And I gave him two of them, and I was like, "Man, promise me you'll only take one of these." And he was like, "Right, I promise." And I went, I'll see you on Jupiter. Like, thought it was time traveling at one point. Like, and then me and my girlfriend took them together to my place, and I went into the bedroom to get a hoodie. And when I walked through the door frame, my peripheral vision went like that. And I was like, I'm standing on a portal. And I honestly thought I'd been standing there for like 10 minutes. I was like, how long was I away? She's like, you literally went and got a hoodie. I was like, fuck, I forgot the hoodie. Unreal.
Where's all the good? I would need to go into these places and be like, give me the stuff you give to like a child.
Yeah. Oh, I
just let me have a wee giggle. Don't let me fucking, you know, space travel.
It's the kind of thing where like, I have to plan a whole fucking day off.
Fuck.
Because you cannot function. Like, I don't know how anybody can take an edible and go, let's go shopping.
Yeah.
No chance. Because I'm just fucking.
Is there shit ones? Like, is there like weak ones where you could eat like a bag of Haribo?
There's ones where like, I remember taking one of the jellies one time and just having the munchies and that was it.
Yeah.
But these ones are like, you go through the fucking five stages of, you're like, oh, this isn't working. I'll maybe have another, oh, I feel something. I'm a wee bit hungry.
I'm in a portal.
I woke up. Like,
I just can't fucking, even the weed, like the stuff our friend gave us, and he gave it to me going like, I bought this in London and it's shite. And I was like, how'd you get it back? And he goes, that's in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he goes, ah, it's shite. No good for me. And I just rolled it all into like a joint.
Aye.
And me and shout out Michael Coyle smoked it all at my house. And I mean, literally the feeling was like if you were in a helicopter and you just popped your head out the sunroof. Like it was like actual, this was like a summer day where, you know, I mean, it's not Australia hot, but it was like 24 degrees or something. But I felt like I just put my head out the roof of a plane. It was like, freezing cold chest and head. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And I had fucking two sleeves of digestives.
Man, our mutual friend one time, there's been a few times I've like,
said his name nine times and now he's just our mutual friend.
But I'm like, could you roll me a couple of joints? Will you roll me joints that are like, I can handle?
Yeah.
But there's been the odd time where I'm like, do you have a spur one on you? And he'll go, no, that's for me, so be careful.
That's for daddy.
And I remember being like, I can handle this shit. Like, I get about halfway down a three skinner and being like, I'll smoke the rest of that later. Oh. Yeah. Like, I just being glued to the couch and like ordering Domino's because I couldn't talk to anybody. Yeah. So fucking 2 PM, I'm like, I can't go outside.
That wee fucking delivery circle takes 12 weeks.
You're just watching them with your eyes blink. You're like, do you know something I don't know?
You're like, not
losing your mind. Like,
you can't eat.
I love it.
But the stuff he smokes is fucking nuts. Like, that time he was driving me and Aaron back, and he was the only one smoking, but we were in the car.
Right.
And we pulled in the fucking, what do you call it there? Spurcefield, McDonald's.
He doesn't smoke when he's driving.
Does he not? No.
I'll just be a fag.
Must be me.
I'm pretty sure that we smoke got into the car and then
that might have been
blows out, he hotboxes the car.
That might have been it. Because we pulled up at the we went into the McDonald's and it was just full of teenagers. And I turned around and I was like, fucking, do you feel anything?
Do you remember the time?
I'll get
the time when
150 nuggets.
When Chalco's was still open. Do you remember?
Oh. Rest in peace. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a quick moment to mention our sponsors, our good friends at manscaped.com. Guys, as you know, it is fall time and you got to keep them balls glistening for the fall. And the fall is what Americans would call autumn. Is it? Yeah. But they are mental, so they say fall. Well, you know the crack with Manscaped. We've been with them for a long time. They were the world's leading device when it came to shaving your nuts. But they've expanded. They've moved on from nuts. Well, they haven't moved on, but they've basically dominated the nut game. And, you know, they now, do you know what they have now? The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. That's how far along they are. That's how advanced their nut shaving game is. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The best product they have is that beard hedger. If you're a guy or a girl out there with a full-blown beard, get this thing, man. It is quality product. It's adjustable, waterproof. You can do all that good stuff. I personally would push you to get that care package from manscaped.com. Get the whole thing in one leather papoose with a pair of boxers in there. You got the Lawnmower 5.0. You got the weed whacker thing that goes up your nose. Ball toner, moisturizer. Everything's in there. Beard hedgers. And if you listen to this podcast, you use the code GenBand1 to get 20% off. And it's coming up to Christmas, my guys. You don't know what to buy your granda for his birthday? Get him that Manscaped package, man. Get him that care package. And if you know, tell him, just go, listen, I listen to the General Bander podcast and I use this code GenBand1 to get 20% off this. Tell him how fucking lucky he is to have nuts that well shorn. Manscaped.com, guys, use code GenBand1. Thank you. Have a nice Christmas. My guys, we're just going to take a quick moment to mention our sponsor, good friends at Calm.com, the Calm app, the app that you get that just opens the door to all things calmness and wellness, you know. They've sent us a copy. Do you often find yourself aimlessly doom scrolling? Yes, I do. We all do. With new apps fighting for our attention every day, it can be hard to put our phones down and feel present in our everyday life. With Calm, practice exercises that help you feel more present to the life around you and have a deeper connection with the people you love. I mean, what more do you want in this day and age? You know, you spend all the time looking down, staring at your phone, and you look up and you're like, oh my goodness, life is too much for me. No wonder you've been staring at a piece of glass most of your day. You know, Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. It's unreal. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. Unbelievable. They have sleep stories with hundreds of titles to choose from, including sleep meditations and calming music that will have you drifting off to dreamland quickly and naturally. That is worth the app alone. Because I've used those sleep stories and I haven't heard more than about 2 minutes of any of them, you know. You stick them on, you're like, oh, this is cozy. Next minute, unconscious. Great times. For the listeners of this show, anyway, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/banter, calm.com/banter for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/banter. Get yourselves calm, my guys. Get involved. Get calm. Did you ever go to Chalco's? Mexican Dave? It was fucking
unreal.
It was great.
But I remember going in, I stayed in Rory Ward's house. It was me, him, and Danny Darling, right?
Oh, God.
And I know, fucking, I woke up in the morning, Danny's just skinning up, and I was like, I'll smoke a wee bit of fucking weed before, I think we were going to meet Usins. And that was, it was also the day I realized I was allergic to cats. So I wake up like fucking...
The musical?
Yeah, it was shit. Like, eyes all popped up like fucking... And then smoked a joint to try and help, like, not scratch my eyeball. And I remember you telling me, I walked into Chalco's wearing sunglasses and it was that fucked up. I was apologizing to stuff and then bumping into it. Like, sorry, mate.
Do you remember the fat bastardism we used to do in that?
That fucking...
What do they call that thing where they roll... It was like fucking...
It was two full burritos.
They slapped like two...
It was three meat. It was like a three meat burrito or something.
Yeah, they put like two wraps you know, like a Venn diagram, like just overlapped a wee bit, and then just heaping fucking shit onto it, just dog food.
It was unbelievable.
And then rice, and then they'd somehow, you know, like, you know, you have to get a mate over to help you. Come here, this other guy, like,
puts his elbow in it, like,
and then they'd put like tomato sauce over the top, and then cheese, and then cook it.
Chimichanga.
Is that what that's called?
No, but it was like a size of a bath pillow. Like,
it was like a rugby ball. It was enormous. And we would dust it most times. Like, it was like something you get for the crack on someone's birthday. Let's go mad. And we were like, are you getting a tiramisu after this? Or what's the crack?
You want a kebab on the way home? Starving.
We did some fat cunt things. I remember the McDonald's run with Rory Ward was in the car, and then we were too embarrassed to go around twice, so we went to KFC in Oma.
I forgot about that.
You're like, oh, geez, we couldn't go around twice.
Aye.
What would they think? There's a KFC over there. Fantastic.
Everybody's belt sticking under them. And
all. No, fat bastards.
Should have worn pajamas for this place.
Fat bastards.
Aye.
This podcast isn't going to be it. Never mind. I was going to say, yeah, just do it retroactively. How was your show in the waterfront?
Couldn't tell you.
Here, I was going to, since we're in the Australian theme, did you watch that fucking documentary that was on Netflix?
Narrow it down.
Have you seen Netflix? Oh my God. What the fuck? Let me see. Netflix, Australian fucking series. Let me get the name of it. You have to watch this shit. It's unreal. Hold on. Australian murder doc.
Oh, who was telling me about this?
Oh, is this the guy in the middle of nowhere?
It's like there's like 11 people in the town or something. Yeah. Who the fuck was that? Because they told me and spoiled it.
Moriarty. That's what I remember his name.
What the guy's name is?
Yeah.
That's the bad guy from Sherlock Holmes, too, isn't it?
Moriarty. Let me just... oh my God, tell me that. Last Stop, Larrimah.
Is it good? Like, is it worth watching?
It's fucking... Have you heard of that shit? Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, really?
Because the guy... Yeah, there's like 12 people in town. Fucking one guy's called Paddy, who is an Irish guy.
Typical, there's one everywhere.
Yeah.
12 people, there's still one Irish
guy. But he just looks and sounds, you know, he moved there when he was like fucking 19 or something. And, you know, there's like a bit of friction between him and, you know, the lady that owns the pie shop. And then like a bit of friction between them and the people who own the bar.
Right.
I mean, it's the same people using the same shit, like unless a bus goes through and then... They order a couple of pies or whatever, but like the way they get on, do you see it, Dave? The more I watched, the more I was like, he's just some fucking gobshite that nobody liked here.
Aye.
And he went over there and was like, oh, I'm fucking mad cracking it. And then, like, probably just did everyone's fucking head in for so long that they're like, let's get together and kill him. And they just fucking, someone wiped him out, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but they bugged the guy's house, and this guy was like, you know, the gardener of the woman that was like, you know, because these two like didn't like each other. So that everyone was like, she fucking killed him somehow. Aye. And then she sort of, they didn't really say whether that she was in like a relationship with this guy, but he was very close and he was always doing the gardening and all. And they were like, oh, he's a mad bushy, you know, aye, he's this mad fucking culty lunatic. So they bugged his house, but the guy's obviously a fucking loner weirdo and he's not like, speaking to anybody, so they, you know, they bugged them and they're listening for fucking weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and nothing, and then they didn't find anything apart from one night. Did you hear? He pulls the guitar out and he starts clanging away at the guitar, and he's just like fucking, you know, like bashed him in the fucking face through the fucking hammer, and they killed him and put him in the car and drive him in the fucking thing and chopped his body into bits. And I guess here,
singing the coordinates in the map. And
like, imagine.
It got me into the woods apart, like, yellow ribbon round an old oak tree. He's underneath that.
His dog was barking, so I shot the dog as well. Fuck the dog. Fuck the fucking dog.
Fucking Irish cunts.
Yeah. You lippy Irish cunt.
I won't sing Matilda.
I near died laughing, just like months of silence of this guy just pottering around and like hosing plants and all. Then one day he says a few too many beers. He's like, I'll tell you what happened.
I come from a land down under where women run and men commit murder. Irish guy killed him.
He killed him. Petty. Moriarty. Full name.
Yeah.
He was all like this. Oh, Jesus, no, don't be killing me. And I fucking did it anyway.
Screaming like a bitch.
But the line in the song was like, what did he say? Bash them on the nose with a hammer.
That's what he went like that too.
I know.
Boink.
But the guy, like, the more came out about the guy, like, some people were like, oh, you know, he's a great character around the town. And then other people were like, this guy would drive you fucking mental.
Aye.
In a town of 12 people. Like,
it's fucking typical. Like, because we stayed in a fucking fancy hotel one night and we're in the pool. And my girlfriend goes, I think that guy over there is either making fun of you or he's Irish. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's like he's doing an Irish accent, but it doesn't sound like an Irish accent. I took one look at him and went, oh, he's Irish, just the sunburn. Just fucking like. But I bump into an Irish cunt in the weirdest places. Like, we went to Nimbin. Like, I told you about that before. We're like,
Nimbin?
It's a town that a bunch of stoners took it over.
Right.
So it's like
Nimbin?
Nimbin.
Nimbin.
So it's all like all the walls were painted tie-dye and all that sort of stuff, but it was like, I think it was in the 80s, a bunch of stoners just took this place over. And Jesus. Like the mayor of the town basically went, you may as well let them have it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a pain in the hole to take them out of it. And I remember like standing on the road and this Aussie guy just went, oi, big fella, do you want a pet of puppy? And I was like, aye. And he just handed me a dog and fucked off. And I was like, all right, class. But there's an Irish cunt in there as well. Like,
yeah,
he's like, hello. I just kept walking.
What's the crack, lads?
You out here for a while, huh? It's great here.
There's just like some cunt.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like, I used to do material about it, but you always see like, you know, so someone's doing a bit of fucking charity work in like Africa somewhere, and in the middle of it, there's like one ginger cunt with a flat cap and a like GAA top, and you're like, "What are you doing there? What the fuck are you doing there?"
Remember that bit Murphy used to have about walking into a bar in Australia and seeing this real beautiful woman?
Yeah,
like laughing.
Was that his bit?
It was his bit.
Oh, I thought it was someone else's bit.
He looks where we can just tell the guy's Irish just by the way he looks.
Yeah,
and he says he's staring at him, and the Irish guy looks at Murphy and just goes, "I know." Unreal. Like,
it's like it's nearly like hacky jokes now, but like something happens when Irish people leave where they become like desirable.
Oh, it's fucking
like McCann there wouldn't get a fucking side eye in Oma.
Aye.
And he flies to America and he's busting six times. He checks.
It's one of the best stories I've ever heard as well. Like, her being dead proud of him, like, oh, wee man,
wee man. Look at you.
Didn't even get her number.
He just gets his yearly quota out in one fucking go.
You can't eat.
I had to laugh when he said, you know, I even went to get the pill and I had to stay in the car and make sure she took it. And I was like, she has a mixed race son who's about 12 years fucking younger than
you.
Her. I was like, I'm pretty sure she knows how to take it now.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean?
Dog clearly hasn't got a problem swallowing anyway.
I don't know if that sounded racist, but I just said, well, I didn't mean it to.
That's all right. I fucking.
That's all right.
I'll covered up
I'll drop a couple of M-bombs in the middle there. I mean, fuck it. Who gives a shit?
I remember once being out in Australia too and fucking walking back to the place I was staying.
Would you ever move there?
Why? I don't know. I'll see what the crack is. I don't know if you could make a living as a stand-up in Australia.
No?
Like, because it's... You've only really got four places to gig. I suppose it could... Me opening a cafe.
Mickey's?
Just sausage sodas. Don't know how to cook.
Sausage sodas and a fag, no?
Yeah, that'll be class.
Yeah, no.
That's just something I had. Just a wee fag inside of the table. And you'll need that.
You've got wee fucking like custom fag holders. Just sits up straight.
Medicinal bang.
Dessert.
Menthol? You gay?
Yeah. Menthol for the lady?
But I remember walking back one night and hearing this Irish guy talking to the cops. So I basically saw this fucking lunatic walking down the street. I was like, I'll just avoid him. And this Irish guy, he was like, you need to go talk to that fella there. He's shouting racist stuff. Like, he's shouting fucking Sea Kyle. All this racist shout, like. So the cops, like, get on their bikes and, like, bling, bling, start chasing him. And I start talking to the Irish guy. I'm like, what's going on? He was like, oh, he's just shouting all this racist stuff. It's just, you can't be racist in Australia. I was like, I know, man. I fucking, you did the right thing. And he goes, where are you from, by the way? And I went, I just said Belfast, just to fucking, I know, Belfast. He goes, good man, up the rah. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure you've just N-worded. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Edward too.
Like, I'm just like, you've just shouted something that's kind of pretty bad too. Like, like, good man, up the rear. All the best.
I'll tell you about the Golden Ulster fella now.
No.
In Manchester, we were taking shots. I don't know. One of these guys' mates just had the vibe of a fucking D DUP voter. No. He was 70, but he was like 25 or something. And everyone's doing the shots and all, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Slancha and all is here. And the one guy just goes, for God, Lustner. And next the fucking thing. And I was just like.
Just stir at him.
I might start saying it now.
It's not a bad. Aye.
Forgotten Ulster.
Fucking right. If you lose something, forgotten Ulster.
Yeah. You can't. This country's shite, mate. Why can't you be a proud Ulster?
No surrender's a great thing to say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'll start saying that more.
Especially if you said like a woman through the door.
No surrender!
I always don't watch that clip and just be like, she did. She went like, no surrender! Jeff, what time's our bus back to the shore road? Is that centre still open? Or we'll go in there. And okay, listen, I need an early night tonight. No, like, what was the rest of it? Was she out for dinner?
I'm pretty sure I saw her and her husband, who looked exactly like her, on the way here. So I was getting fucking diesel on the way up here. And there was a couple, actually, no, not a thing about it, they're both English. But this probably isn't that funny. I just need to say it out loud. I saw a couple that, do you ever see a couple that you go, you might be brother and sister?
Oh, yeah.
Dead old, looked like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Both wearing the smell of pish was shocking.
Yeah.
And they were both like, doing that proper, like,
yeah.
Paying for biscuits and
chewy
then
teeth.
Dropping their walking sticks at the sea. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus. Fuck. And I was trying to video it and everything. And then at one point we were leaving. I was like, after you. And the wee lady was like, oh, thank you very much. And I didn't have the heart to go, oh, no, I'm just letting you go first so I can see how the fuck the two of you get out of this shop.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm just watching this. Like,
what are we doing now, Jeffrey? I don't know, Jeffarina.
At what point does a couple like that just be like, I'm having a bit of trouble controlling this smell of piss. Would you be all right if I just rolled with it? And he's like, thank God you said it first, because
I've already started.
I've been dying to smell that piss.
My prostate left me with my first wife. She took it in divorce. So now I just pee myself. Is that all right?
It's all right. Yeah, I'm pissing right now.
Do you fancy a shag? No. I can't get it up because I'm pissing.
Oh, fucking.
It stays flaccid when the urine comes out. So, unfortunately, I can't make love tonight, love.
No problem. Do you want to do a puzzle?
I can't. Pissed on it. It's all melted.
You know, if you're
supposed to be Notre Dame, but it looks like a fucking hunchback.
You know, if you're smelly and old, they're the types have like weird pets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A cat dog?
Yeah.
It's like, woof!
We keep birds.
Yeah, we've got budgies, but they're all on wheels.
Do you know my brother-in-law?
Oh, Finches.
Did I tell you about his incident?
No.
I went in one day, and the face on him, he was like, they have a station this morning. He let me tell this story, but he keeps Finches.
Aye.
He's got like fucking, they go out to the guards, all converted, there's fucking birds, like floor to ceiling. And he's got all the, I never bit through my tongue trying not to laugh in his face. Like, but he goes, he'll absolutely hate this. But he was like, yeah, I was cleaning out the, you know, because there's a special type of like seed, dry seed that you hang up and they eat that, falls everywhere, the whole place is filled with it. I was hoovering that up and I just cracked the gate a wee bit to just hoover the bottom of the thing and the two birds took off and just went thunk thunk into the hoover. But I mean God forgive me, but he was distraught, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh well, it's a good thing there's 29,000 more of them in this fucking shed, bro. But I was all I could.
Did he make the noise when he told the story?
No, but that's all I could imagine. I was like, and in my head, I was like, was it that Dyson where it's like see through into the see through thing where it's just going like flying around at a million RPMs?
Oh my God.
Straight up the fucking pipe.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, would they not survive?
In the same vacuum, you're trying to hoover up one bit of bread, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
What are the chances? What are the chances?
One flake of Weetabix and you're like, come on, you fucking cunt.
Two live animals.
And then I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, would they not survive that? Like up the tube and into the thing. And he goes, no, their wee bones are made of nothing. And I was like, they would have just been pulverized.
Imagine it just took all the feathers to them.
Oh, Jesus. The tits. It would be a fucking...
One of the birds called, fuck, I didn't know we had nipples.
I fucking... Like, the fear of accidentally killing anything gives me, like, you know... There was a girl in my... was it primary? No, it was in, like, normal school, like high school. And she'd bought a... As the story goes, they had a puppy Yorkie.
Right.
You know how small a fucking Yorkie is anyway? And then the puppy one is just like a fucking beanie baby, like a wee tiny fucking... Like
something you put on a key ring?
Basically. And she, you know, the dad was like nipping out to do the bins or something, and he came back in, and he just went to slam the door behind him, and the dog just fucking head came off it.
Fuck.
Because it was like a wooden, you know, like a heavy wooden door, not like a PVC door. The door just chopped its head off.
I've told you the story about the fucking the cat in our house, haven't I?
I've heard about a bat your dad squished it under the door.
Aye, that survived. But there was...
he just wipe it. For legal reasons, it survived.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't just smear it across the floor.
The amount of animals that died around our house, man. We had a cat once, right? This wee kid. We all fucking loved it. It was a nice wee kid. And it was like a Sunday night, and my mum came into my room, and she was like, I think I've caught the cat's paw on the door. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I just want to have to close the sunroof. And she said the wee cat must have like looked up to see what was going on, and she slammed the door and didn't. And I was like, right, I'll go down and look, because my sister loved the cat. So I was like, don't tell her, she'd fucking shit herself. So I went out, and the cat's lying on the drive, and there's all this blood like around his paw and stuff. And I was about 12, so I just immediately went, I'm getting dad, because I'm not a man. So I wake my dad up out of a drunken stupor on a Sunday night, like, if you get down. Mom's caught the cat's paw on the door. He's like, fuck. So he phoned the vet, right? And the vet's like, right, just pick it up, put it in a wee box with like rags or whatever, so the blood doesn't stain anything. Take it around him. So my dad picks it up, and the cat went, fucking dip, right, just caught his fucking neck in the car door, right, almost decatenated it. So I had to tell my sister, she had a breakdown, and it, like, we're all, don't you lose a pet, you're genuinely a bit sad. We're all like, fuck, I like that, we think it was all right. And then the next day I went to get my school bag out of the car to like change my books the next day, and my dad drew a chalk outline of a cat in the drive with a face and all. Oh, there's been so many of them. Like, when I got my dog, another cat died because my brother-in-law was hoovering out his car. My dog heard the hoover, went mental after the hoover. The cat went, oh, fuck, that dog's chasing me, and ran out in front of a car. And then my dog was like, mate, I know what happened. I was just messing about in the fucking cash cat, I think it's called. Can't read. Killed the fucking cat. And I remember, like, the cat's like, fucking, like, fucked. My sister wasn't home yet, and I remember going, is it definitely dead? And my brother-in-law went, let the fucking stay. It was like that.
Is it definitely dead? Imagine he's like, John Reed kept.
I was there, like, clear. Oh, fuck.
I have so many stories like that. My ma, you know, back when she was alive, she fucking minded her mate's dog. Do you mind telling you that? I mean, there's not much to it other than she was like, you know, this wee dog and all, you know, I love him to death, and I'll just make sure he doesn't leave the house and all. Because she was going on holiday. This woman went on holiday. We got the dog back to the house. My ma lets it out in the garden, straight down the side of the shed on the main road, dead. Like fucking, like, you know, I'll see you later. The dog's licking her face and all. And, you know, look after
him. Hasn't even took her belt off in the airport. The dog's fucked.
Hasn't even paid the taxi driver at the airport yet. And she's like, hey, have we run around? Fucking bang straight away.
I can remember my dog getting me
seconds in the house, like, dead.
My dog got me a BB gun when I was a kid as well. And he came into my room and he went, I fucking shot you. Because he loves animals. Like,
people are going to hate this episode. It's just like fucking animal deaths.
My dad was like, I fucking shot a wee bird. I shot a bird. He was so bad.
Buckfinger.
I was like, what happened? He was like, I was just shooting. Because there was a school behind our house.
Doing a show of strength.
We were just trying to hit the goalpost, the BB gun.
Right.
He was like, I was trying to hit the goalpost. I wasn't paying attention. And there was a wee bird up on the lines, like in the phone lines. And it just fell. And I've shot it. And I went, what'd you do? He went, well, I shot it again to make sure it was dead. And he went, I swear to God, all it did was that. And he wasn't looking. And he went, and another bird fell. And he went, oh, fuck. And handed me the gun. And I was like it was a murder weapon. I was like, that's just a fucking... By the time the next door neighbor's
accidental sniper.
The next door neighbor's cat died. And my dad went next door to tell him. And he was like, Frank, we cat found it dead on our doorstep this morning. And the next door neighbor went, all right, well, just I'll call around a minute and get it, and just to bury it. And my dad went, oh fuck. I just fucked it in the bin. And as the guy was going, what do you mean to fuck in the bin? You just hear, beep.
Oh, no. What colour bin do you put a cat in? Brown?
It must be high. Do you rinse that cat out before you put it in the bin?
Take a label off it. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, it is fucking tight. And at the time we had the goldfish, one of them just blew up in my dad's hand. So he'd clean the wee bowl, but he'd let them swim about the bath. And he would sit, God love me, he would sit and be like, look at them having a great time. He said one of them had a thing on its stomach, and he just picked it up to see what it was, and he poked it, and the fish just blew up. He was like, bleh. We could hear him poking around the house. He's like, bleh, fucking bastard.
Like a suicide bomber fish.
I swear to God, man. That was fucking hysterical.
Bryson fucking that.
Giggsy's blew up.
Giggsy? That's right, just fucking giving a ring of footballer's name.
Cantona's name. Fucking Zidane. Oh, he was my favourite.
Fisher. Bro, I was in Dobby's. You know, don't mean to flex.
What's Dobby's?
The big garden centre with all fucking, there's a big cafe in it. But they have a whole, like, aquarium section. Bro, I near dropped about 2 G's in that bitch.
Seriously?
I was right up to the point of the guy going, you need to take the tank home and you need to start the filter and you leave it a week and then you introduce the fish.
No.
And that was what put me off. I was like, nah, fuck, bitch, I want
fish now.
I want a bag of fish now. I'm fucking taking these home now. Because they're all like, you get a wee UV light in it and then all the fish are all, you know, got those wee iridescent stripes and all, and they glow up in the thing.
Looking unreal.
I was like, much as the tank? And he's like, 1,100 pounds. I was like, we're going to get it. Get in the back of the Jeep. I'll tell Maureen, I'll come back and pick her up later. I'm going home with fucking 2 grand's worth of fish here. Some of them are shocking, though. You got a big old koi?
Aye.
Hundreds of pounds.
Nothing koi about them.
Nothing about
them. I know what they're doing.
Them Japanese.
Oh, Jesus.
They're really fishy.
I had a mate who, he was doing a PhD. We were like, so obviously about 21, 22. And he moved into a house in Belfast that used to have an aquarium, like a tank built into the wall.
Right.
But whoever lived there before obviously moved out and just had like it was just the basic casing of a tank.
Yeah.
Still in the wall. He told us a story. He was on a date one night and it wasn't going well, but he somehow, I don't know if the date was in his house or if the date was kind of going all right, they went back to his and then it just obviously started to fizzle out. And my mate just goes, do you reckon I could fit in that tank? And she was like, what? He goes, I reckon I could. She's going, nah, don't do it. And he's like, fucking, like took his shirt off, climbed into the fish tank and then couldn't get out.
Did not smash it?
No, he was just fucking in it. Like, he obviously went in like that, put both his arms under himself.
You know, getting the fire engine out for that shit. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know, and they just know it's that house fucking every time.
Oh, God. Do you remember I went through my snake phase when I was a child? Did I tell you that? I had 2 snakes.
Did you sleep in your belly?
No. I'm a snake. No, I fucking
just being a real bitch in school.
I was being a wee
she
fucking.
She put weight on. He's going through a snake phase. Don't worry about it.
No, I fucking. I was a wee like fucking 14 year old incel. I was like, I like reptiles. I'm going through a reptile phase. And the guy in my school, who still is hardcore reptile guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Only he's made it look cool. You know what I mean?
Eats flies, huh?
Fucking lays eggs. But I. Yeah, I just got I got 2 snakes. Do you know that?
I didn't know you was a snake guy.
Big snake guy. But anyway, I had them for a good while, and then I had to fucking go to uni or something, and right. I just had to give them away. But I remember going to this house in Dundonald, and the fucking house. Again, it was like those pishy ones earlier, like an old weird couple.
Right.
And you went into the house. We had to like deliver this snake because I was basically like, I can't have it anymore. You know, my mom and dad aren't going to feed a fucking python.
Aye.
You know? So just
do one of those TikToks you take to McDonald's and it's the last day and all.
Me floating in the sea with a fucking python.
Taking a walk down the beach.
They just cut to me with a hammer. Just making a balloon animal out of it. A goose.
Turn up in new boots. Where'd you get them? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, only enough for one shoe. I got hey. No, we just went to this house. It was weird as like you went down the wee hallway, and on each side of the hallway, which was narrow anyway, had tanks like fucking to the roof, and then into the kitchen, there's fucking lizards running about the place. And it was just, it was very strange, and it stank.
Aye, my sister remember telling me what.
And things were, by the way, things were laying eggs as we were there. Aye. And the guy was going like, oh Jesus, the fucking hog snakes laid an egg there. And he's like, what date is it today? And he was writing the date down, and like he took the egg and put it in a fucking incubator. And I'm just standing there like, you know, like, just take aye, the snake. And
I remember my sister telling me about going, my cousin had a fucking tarantula or something like that. He would buy food off a woman from a house, same kind of deal. And she says they were in the house, and this woman's fucking
tarantula food.
Yeah, like, or whatever the fuck was. I don't know if it was a spider or it was some weird pet. Anyway,
yeah.
And he would just go to this woman that would get himself cheap. And my sister said she was there with him, and she was like, "Just want a wee beer." And my cousin went, "I and our Sarah's going, nah." But fucking hands her a beer. The woman came out with two beers and isn't saying anything, and then goes like that, and a cockroach came out of her mouth, and she took it and put it in a fucking thing to feed an animal, but basically went, oh, they like it when they're warmer. So she would just put cockroaches in her mouth to warm them up. And then fucking. There's people like that alive. If you're listening to this podcast, contact me on Instagram.
What a dirty bastard.
Stinking, like.
Oh my God. I feel ill after that.
I have a cousin that had a snake as well. Fucking. You remember he goes,
cousins of fucking.
My cousin, he had a snake. It was only a wee grass snake. I remember going around his house, he was devastated. He was like, fucking snake killed itself. And I was like, what do you mean? And all I could think is, surely it didn't hang itself like this. Or its throat. It's just all neck. But it fucking crawled around the heat lamp.
Right.
Because obviously they don't know when they're fucking.
Too warm?
Yeah. So it just crawled around it and fucking cooked to death.
Really?
Yeah. And he said he came in and he was
did
like.
Did he slide off like a turkey twister?
Yeah. That's what he said. He was like, it was stinking, but it was starving. Like the smell of it said he had made him dead hungry.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. That's why I just stick with dogs, boys.
Sure. There's that time I had to feed the python. No homo. And I fucking, you had to heat it under like a heat lamp. And I just cooked it basically and fed it. Like you got that thing, it's got like wee pincers and you can hold the mouse out at right. a distance. And the snake come up all fucking, you know, aggressive, ready to strike. And then just went bang. And the mouse ripped in half and all the fucking bolognese went all over the inside of the tank. And it's hot as fuck in there. So
aye.
You have whatever time you've got before it like dried dry mouse guts into fuck. The fucking thing. Absolutely disgusting.
The snake's all.
Yeah. Thank you. Ready for part two when you're ready. I'm like,
can I have a look at the dessert menu?
You mean look at off these walls, big
fucking
man.
Fucking hell.
I feel sick as fuck now. Are we doing boxing?
I don't know. I hope so.
I'd like
I
to
enjoyed
do
it the last time. Did you get a wee bit envy the last time? After?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was up on the balcony by myself, drinking a pint, which was actually a lovely experience.
Aye.
So you'd freak out, you know, thinking about going to something by yourself, but it's great.
Aye.
I was just sitting in the middle there, fucking people handing me pints, and I was like, great. Watching the fights, I was like, yeah, I did feel a bit jealous.
Aye.
And then I was like, I've no one to be here with. Everyone I know is out the back fighting.
It's one of those things. It was like, I don't know if we've talked about it loads. I fucking loved it. But because my fight was like the third to last fight, I had all night to just sit and just be terrified the whole night. Like, So I'd love to do it again, be the first one and just straight to the pub.
Yeah. Just take a dive straight away. Psh,
ow. Stop up.
Fight Paddy?
I think so. I think that's the plan. But I'd love to do it a wee bit later in the year because it is doing it in February. It's only like 5-6 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah.
And no, like we were all fucked going into it. Like I had a bruised rib. Haggerty had a bruised rib. I think Heather Anderson had something like a broken nose. McPeak had concussed teeth or something. Like her fucking teeth have been punched out of alignment. Ian Thompson knows as fuck. Yeah, there was she said she went to the dentist and they're like, oh, your teeth have fucking like moved. Just from taking too many slaps to the jaw.
Jesus Christ.
And her and Heather Anderson were sparring each other and we saw the videos and you were like, they were fucking fighting each other. Like,
oh yeah. Vicious.
Aye. So I'd love to do it like be in better shape for it.
Yeah, because you think if it's happening in like March or something, start aye. Of March, it would like to be, you'd like to know it was happening.
Because I know there was a couple of people, I think it was Claire Corrigan, she went to get a boxing coach And when she told him when it was, he went, "That's, I'm not going, that's too dangerous." Because it was just fucking, it was only 4 weeks or something.
Jesus Christ.
But then at the same time, it's like, for us doing it because we're all mates, as long as nobody's ego gets involved, nobody's really going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Hegarty and Pete Giffen, I was like, someone's going to die.
Yeah.
Because they were fucking, I've watched it back. I think I probably watch it twice a week. There's 14,000 hits on the video and it's mostly me. Just be like, fuck, this
is it on YouTube still?
Yeah.
Fucking unreal.
Because Pete and Sean were trying to fucking kill each other. Like,
class. I don't know who, I mean, the amount of big fat bastards that can stand upright for 6 minutes, you know, who are comedians, whittle that right down to one or two.
Aye.
You know.
I think...
I'd fight Boyle, though. I don't know. Someone told me he wasn't fighting.
I don't know. I think because Boyle has actually fought before, it's kind of unfair. But the way I said it with him, like, I said it the whole way through the first one. If you're fighting someone like Boyle or even Chris Kent, who's boxed before, you're in the safest fight of the night because they know how to not kick your fuck into.
Yeah. And not
whereas
really
the rest
hurt.
Of us, all it takes is one slide egg and you're like, fucking 14-year-old boy Limp Bizkit rage. I'm going to fucking kill you.
I also do panic, like, if two people are fucking 19 stone and someone does land and you're just like, oh, the guy's good. He broke his neck or something.
I mean, anybody that would be fighting you, because I remember the time we did the Muay Thai thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you throw punches and I've been like, remember being like, oh, I do declare. Like, so I'd feel bad. When the first one came up,
one Muay Thai class,
somebody went, who's Geddes fighting? And I went, he's not allowed to play.
Why not though? Like, I can't fight at all.
You'd kill somebody?
I can't, I know, but so.
I suppose, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. Like,
that'll fight an open spot then, fuck.
I don't mean like, if he dies, he dies. I meant like, who's guaranteed to have got to hit anybody? I might just be punching air.
You know, right? Like,
just me bundling Jordy Robinson in the corner.
Punch him right in the fucking pig heart.
just miss his chin. Pull it all back out, just cover in blood.
Or it doesn't even go, to, it just goes, fuck that, it's bad.
Or he's watched too many ice hockey videos and it, you know, roll up on
throws
him.
Throws the gloves off.
Like, you know?
I think it'd be good. I think it's good, like, because Shane and Hegarty, I think, should be a good fight.
Yes.
Like, because they're both similar level of fitness, like.
I'd say Hegarty's way stronger than him, though.
Yeah.
Something tells
me. But Shane's fucking, because I sparred Shane. I've sparred both of them. And Shane can fucking, he's got that, I think anybody that plays soccer and then goes to boxing, they can't go 50%.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They're fully like, this is on now. And you're like, whoo.
Yeah.
Tea with me, he's looking a wee bit angry here. This is fucking. Yeah.
Nobody is touching my face.
Because when I sparred Sean, I think I sparred him on a Wednesday or something. And then we all went sparring on a Monday. And Sean was like, I think you broke my rib. And I was like, tell Shane. I was all proud of myself. And then 5 seconds later, Shane hit me in the same spot that I hit Sean. And I thought I was going to have to pull out. More custard.
Tommy custard.
Right, but I do it. It'll be good, crack.
We'll get the fuck out of here, will we?
Don't go hit pads.
We literally could go next door and hit pads. I should do it every day. I should be doing it for 6 months.
No.
Not told anybody.
Be class. It is class crack, like.
Boost. Know what I mean? Alright, we'll go and get, so have you anything else big coming up that's not the waterfront?
I'm doing shows in Australia, so 14th, 15th, 16th of December. I'm in Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney. I don't know what order though, so just Google it.
Yes. There is quite a lot of people in Australia listening to this.
No, happy days.
Well, there you go. And fucking remember that when I come down there.
Aye, exactly.
I'm going to come down there someday.
They're selling pretty quick too.
Sydney Opera House.
Apart from Brisbane, you can pull your sock up. You all turn the gram.
Get Brisbane. A fucking move on, know what I mean? You can't ye. I'll do. What else have I to promote? Get on that Patreon, patreon.com/GenderMatterPodcast. I have a queue of stuff waiting to go up there. There's fucking specials and vlogs and all, and I haven't even uploaded them yet. Wild.
I need to record a wee special.
Will you fuck up too?
Will do. Right, guys, see you later. Take care of yourselves. Good luck and fuck you. You can't eat.
Yeah.
I need a you can't eat badge.